In the meantime, I did promise you an update on what happened at the airport last night. You've probably by now read about or perhaps seen some footage of the chaos that erupted at that public meeting around the proposed name change. And again, if you were there, I'd love to hear from you as to what you experienced and whether you felt you had an opportunity to state your view. On the line with me now is AXA Cape Town spokesperson Deirdre Davids. Deirdre, thanks for making time for us. Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon, Papa.
How well attended was that meeting last night? Can you give us an estimate of how many people came?
There were probably close to 800 people at the public meeting last night. So there was a very, very good attendance rate.
Okay, well, that's good to hear. But what wasn't good to hear was that things fell apart. Deirdre, can you just sketch for us briefly what happened?
Sure. So it was a very emotive meeting. There were some very passionate representations that were made. At certain points in the meeting, it got quite highly charged. In fact, there was a particular point in the meeting where we stopped, where we paused. People were singing, people were chanting, and we had to allow that to run its course before we could then again pick up and allow people to make their oral representation. I've seen some of the footage that's been circulating in social media, and if you take a look at that footage, Papa, you can see that it was very emotionally charged.
Okay. Deirdre, you said you were able to resume the meeting once things had calmed down. Did you actually manage to conclude it? Did everybody there get a chance to have their say, or did you have to wrap things up with perhaps less time allocated to speakers than you would have otherwise done because of those protests?
So we wrapped up the meeting close to 8 o'clock yesterday evening. Everybody in the room definitely did not have a chance to make their oral representation. I mean, it is a pity that there were some disruptors, meaning that if you had raised your hand and you were sort of respectfully wanting to have your turn, you might not have had that opportunity because other people were, if there was a certain name put forward, they might have been chanting and singing and all the rest of it. But I think what's important to highlight, especially to your listeners, is the fact that the public comment period is still open and that the public meeting is one aspect of that. So the public meeting is there to provide a platform and an opportunity for someone to make an oral representation, and everything gets recorded. But then there is still the opportunity to either drop off your comments at one of your local airports, to SMS us or to email us. And that comment period, Papa, is still open until the 6th of June, and comments will be valid and relevant up until midnight, 6th June.
Okay, so that's midnight tomorrow to get those comments in. Deirdre, a final question around the names that are being proposed. Is there an actual closed shortlist already, or are you open to new suggestions to add to that list? We've heard Nelson Mandela, Albertina Sisulu, Winnie Madikizela-Mandela, and Robert Sobukwe put forward as strong candidates.
Yes.
Is there still openness to alternatives being proposed?
Definitely. So this is exactly why the public period is being run, so that you can get a sense for what public sentiment is. You've hit all the right. You've hit on all the right names. Those were the names that have come through very strongly. Again, at last night's meeting, the Winnie Madikizela name came through very strongly, but there were other alternatives that also came through strongly. Something that we haven't necessarily seen in the general press that came through last night was a recommendation to call the airport after Tali Peterson. So what we have seen, Papa, is varying views. There are divergent views coming through. And I guess that's a good thing, because it says that people are actively having their say.